Colorado's crackdown on illegal immigration has led to a dire shortage of farm workers. Last summer, the Colorado legislature passed some of the toughest anti-illegal immigration laws in the country. So, many farm workers who usually migrate to the state to tend the fields just didn't come back. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that Colorado farmers are turning to the Colorado Department of Corrections for help.
Farmers began noticing something different last fall when migrant workers, who'd been coming year after year, said they wouldn't be back for the harvest season. Near Pueblo, Colorado, there are entire fields of dried-out pumpkins that were left on the ground to rot because there was no one to pick them. And it wasn't just pumpkins. Chilies were left, too.
And we have the best green chili in the United States, maybe in the Western Hemisphere, I don't know.
That's Dorothy Butcher. She's the representative from this area in the Colorado legislature, and she's heard plenty of complaints from farmers. She says the solution came to her while driving past the state prison complex, where you can see huge fields tended by prisoners.
And so as I was coming through Canyon City one night, and I was coming back from Salida, I thought to myself, here's the answer. These guys know how to do farm work, so we should get them to help the farmers.
If black and white striped shirts and leg irons come to mind, it's really nothing like that. Colorado's Department of Corrections has all sorts of businesses. There's a dairy, a metal shop, and prisoners even arrange flowers for weddings. Inmates volunteer for the jobs, and they can make a couple hundred dollars a month. Typically, there are more applicants than jobs available. In Pueblo County, the winter is over. Tractors are preparing the fields for new crops. Irrigation ditches are full of water again. Farmer Phil Pruch says there's just one thing missing, about half his workers.
For this year, I know I'm going to cut back on a lot of my produce for the simple reason I don't know what labor is going to be available out there, and there's no sense of putting all the money in a crop and can't harvest it.
Pruch says beyond cutting into his profits, he could lose some longtime customers.
If they can find another supplier and he does a good job for them, they'll just stick with them and you lose him forever.
Pruch says he'll give Representative Butcher's program a try, but he has some reservations about employing inmates. He says his regular workers know what they're doing. The prisoners will require training, and he's not sure the inmates will work as efficiently, so it may end up costing more to harvest the produce than it's worth. But he doesn't have other options.
It's not a fix to the problem. The federal government needs to, get off their high knees and get something done, get this guest work program flying.
President Bush and some members of Congress have pushed for a program that would import workers, then send them home at the end of the harvest season. But there's been no progress on that. Arturo Rodriguez heads United Farm Workers. He says the worker shortage in Colorado is unique, and he's convinced the state's crackdown on illegal immigration is to blame. Rodriguez predicts Colorado's experiment with prison labor won't succeed because inmates aren't used to this kind of hard work. On top of that, he says, assuming prisoners can replace farm workers is offensive.
You wouldn't have inmates go work on Wall Street or work on the computers. Those people have skills that they've developed, and they know how to do their work. Same thing with farm workers.
But there have been only a few vocal critics of the plan. The Colorado Department of Corrections expects to have its first crew out in the fields at the beginning of May. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.